The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, friend. I mean, former friend. Albin.
Yeah.
It's hour two.
I know.
All right, hour two.
Wow.
We're going to kick it up a notch.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're going to bring in our friend John Zmirak. Now, John Zmirak, people don't realize he's a real person. Mm. A lot of people think he's some, you know, AI concoction. Yeah. Nobody could be that smart and that. Yeah. And can I tell you, folks, I understand the logic behind that.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes perfect sense that it makes no sense that somebody real could be like John Zmirak. But I want to tell you, I've met this guy, mm-hmm. and I will vouch for him as an actual human being.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, at some point, actually, no, we've already had him in the studio.
Yeah,
so you
can
watch
out
the video
on YouTube
of the robot playing John Zmirak.
Yeah,
I mean, of John Zmirak.
The fleshy computer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
All right, so let's bring in our real friend, a real person, John Zmirak. John, welcome.
Thanks, Eric. There were a few Max Headroom-style glitches in that video.
I'll bet there were. And you know what's interesting, John? We've given you a backstory. Because in all these movies, when you have an AI robot, you have to give them a backstory. So you give me this phony story, these beagles. For folks, the beagles don't exist. We made them up, okay? We're just trying to make John seem more human. But the fact of the matter is, he's not real. Nobody could be this smart, this... I mean, I'm sorry. And the point is, we know John Zmirak is not blushing because robots... Don't blush. All right, John Zmirak 2.0, we got to talk to you about a lot of stuff. Do you mind if we begin with the story of Chris Cuomo?
Sure. I mean, every good thing starts with Chris Cuomo, doesn't it?
Now, you're breaking up a little bit.
Really?
I think it's because you should test your servos. Walk around the block and test your servos before you get on these phone calls, because sometimes I know that you're... Your handlers, they're trying to juice you up and give you all kinds of extra stuff, and sometimes you sound different. But, okay, so tell us, what is your take on the Chris Cuomo debacle?
Are you hearing me okay now?
Yes.
There was a... Okay, good. Well, first I said all good things start with Chris Cuomo, which is kind of ridiculous. But it's an interesting story because on the one level, okay, Chris Cuomo got confronted by someone who didn't like his politics, who was shouting an insult at him in public with his family. And that's the kind of thing we don't like. We don't like when it happens to Sarah Sanders. We don't like it when it happens to Tucker Carlson. Now, maybe it's appropriate that it happened to someone on the left, that let them feel it a little bit, that the atmosphere they're creating in America, you know, welcome, this is the world you're creating. But still, we don't like it when that happens. And it was fine that he got mad at the guy, And, you know, he's a New Yorker, so he got a little ballistic and a little profane. But the part that got offensive to any sane person was afterwards, okay? Because, I mean, you yell at an Italian. I mean, I think we know what would happen if in New York you saw an Italian-American guy and his wife and kid, and you started yelling insults at him. He would get in your face. But Chris Cuomo doesn't want to be that guy. He doesn't want to be a normal, healthy, straight white male from New York who's sticking up for his family honor. No, he has to be part of the multicultural left-wing media elite. So immediately after this happened, he completely made up a racial slur. He invented a hate crime. He claimed that what the guy was saying to him was an ethnic insult aimed at Italians. The guy was calling him Fredo, which is the name of the dumb, cowardly, treacherous brother in The Godfather, the guy who has to periodically insist, I'm smart, I can do things, I need respect.
I know. I was your older brother, Mikey. Hey, I got to tell you, first of all, there are people listening right now, maybe they're not getting this, so let's break this down even further, right? One of the greatest movies ever made, The Godfather. The three brothers, the reason The Godfather is so popular, it's like a fairy tale, right? You've got three sons. You've got the king, the dying king, and his three sons. And, of course, what happens in all those fairy tales, the youngest son, the least likely, is elevated. You get that in the story of David and his seven brothers. So it's an incredible story. And the eldest brother, Sonny James Caan, is the super hothead. So it's kind of funny because Chris Cuomo acted exactly like Sonny, like a maniacal Sonny, you know, turned PC goon. But the point is that in the Godfather, the eldest brother, and he's a very touching figure, actually. It's very sad. Fredo, he's not that bright. He's such a nice guy that he prays the Hail Mary when he's fishing. He's just so sweet, but he's not the leader. So the idea, I think the backstory is that Rush Limbaugh is the one who has tagged Chris Cuomo as Fredo, which is what I find so funny. He tags him as Fredo. And so this young guy who listens to Rush Limbaugh sees Chris Cuomo and says, hey, Fredo. Now, I want to ask you, maybe you know more about this than I do, but the tape that I saw, I didn't see the part where he was being taunted. So was he really being aggressively taunted? Or that's, to me, the big question. In other words, what it's one thing if somebody shouts out, hey, Fredo. I would say, hey, what's the big deal? Come on. What is the big deal?
Yeah.
But maybe it was more aggressive than that. Nobody has really reported on that.
Yeah, no, I don't really know about that. But I think what was interesting was that Cuomo, he had maybe a hot-headed, sunny reaction. But then he decided, okay, wait, I'm supposed to be Michael Corleone. I'm supposed to be the clever one. I'm smart. So,
it's not like they say.
But let me turn this into a race thing. So then he claimed that the nickname Fredo, which comes from a movie written from a novel by Mario Puzo and a film by Francis Ford Coppola, he claims that Fredo is a racist insult aimed at Italians. It's like the N-word aimed at black people. Now, you and I, you know, we grew up in Astoria, Queens. We knew Italian people. Nobody called them Fredo. They called each other Fredo when they did something stupid.
I mean, I guess what I find funny is that I spoke about this yesterday on Sebastian Gorka's show, and I thought, my wife is Italian, so all my in-laws are Italian. My uncle growing up, my favorite uncle, and my cousins are all Italian. So I grew up in this world, okay? Queens, New York, Italian. Fredo was never mentioned once that I had ever heard it. In other words, it's completely made up. It's like some new thing that maybe somebody mentioned on the radio, like Rush Limbaugh or whatever. So, yeah, Chris Cuomo actually says it's like the N-word for Italians. And I thought to myself, there's no such thing as the N-word for Italians. Italians weren't enslaved for centuries in America. So the idea that there is some kind of a cognate for the N-word for Italians is itself risible. But if you've watched
the
video,
it's also contemptible. It's also contemptible. You want to? He's comparing the experience of Italian Americans who came here voluntarily at a time when there was no welfare state, one out of three of them went home. A lot of people don't realize that. The old days of immigration, if you came here and you didn't find it, you know, help, you didn't find a good job, you didn't find somewhere to support yourself, you were on your own. One out of three Italians went home. The idea that these people who came voluntarily weren't really discriminated against any more than any other, you know, ethnic group, which wasn't that bad, and then prospered. To compare that to people who were dragged here in chains on boats and enslaved and subject to Jim Crow laws, I mean, it shows you how sick multiculturalism is. The left is taking the genuine horrible oppression of Black Americans and applying it to whiny white women who broke a nail on the glass ceiling and transgender freaks who want to invade girls' locker rooms.
Oh gosh! Yeah. Well, I gotta say we're running out of time here. We've got the full hour with John Zmierak, and I want to say, folks, when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. There's a lot to be said on this. It's an interesting cultural moment. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about. John, you've been writing like a maniac as you always do for the Stream, stream.org. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out, folks. I use it. I love it. Check it out.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey there, folks. That song can only mean one thing.
Yep.
That we've run out of other bumper music. No, it means that we have John Zmirak coming up in this segment. We had him in the previous segment. We're going to have him for the rest of the hour. Now, before we let you listen to the genius of John Zmirak, I want to say we're going to remind you we're doing a fundraiser for Food for the Poor. We need your help. If you haven't given and you listen to this program, you can thank us for what we do by giving anything to Food for the Poor. $10, I don't care what it is. The point is, please give something. You go to MetaxasTalk.com. Now, you should go to MetaxasTalk.com anyway because there's all kinds of stuff there, right?
Yes.
If you go to EricMetaxas.com, you can click through to the radio website. So all you have to do is spell my name. But when you give to Food for the Poor, you're doing God's work. I want to say, folks, this is a real crisis, okay? In Venezuela, as you know, everything is melting down. People are taking their families and fleeing. They know not where. They just want to get out, away from the violence and the chaos and the starvation. But the problem is they go into Colombia, which is the neighboring country, and they find themselves in equally difficult situation with regard to food and water. Okay, so Food for the Poor is there. We've worked with Food for the Poor. They are a worthy organization, a wonderful organization, but they need our help. They need your help. And I'm going to keep bugging you until you give something. You go to Metaxastalk.com. I'll give you the phone number. You could dial it right now, and I hope you will. I'll keep repeating this through the hour. It's 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. There's all kinds of stuff we want to give you. If you give as a way of saying thank you, we will be harping on this forever because this is a huge need, and we're actually way behind what we thought we would raise, and so I want to make sure that we don't neglect this. We're going to go back now to our friend, John Zmirak in Texas. John, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. You know, I just saw something great by Sean Davis, co-founder of The Federalist, and I credit where credit is due. He wrote this on Twitter. If Nick Sandman had responded the way Chris Cuomo did during the March for Life, CNN would have demanded a field trial and summary execution for war crimes. Cuomo has less restrained good sense than the Catholic teenager whose life he tried to ruin over a smirk.
Wow. That's, yeah, I mean, look, this is, we're living
that
in tough times.
That shows you the kind of double standard, kind of ideological double standard we're going under. It's like something out of Mao's China. If you don't treat our elites with the respect and deference that they demand, they're going to go off and they're going to scream and yell and they're going to try to ruin your life. But you're expected to just, you know, bend over and take the paddling and say, thank you, sir, may I have another?
I think
Chris Cuomo should hear the word Fredo everywhere he goes for the rest of his life.
Oh, he will.
He will.
You understand, he now is Fredo, and he's going to have to, if I were I would write a book with the title, I'm Fredo, or something like that.
Yeah.
Because
I would move to Lithuania and change my name and get a job in farming.
I think we should write a song. Maybe I'm afraid of the big bad wolf, the big bad something. We need to write a song to memorial. John, we could do this.
I was mentioning to Eric that they're changing the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge. They're changing the name to the Fredo Cuomo Bridge.
Isn't that
now
a nice gesture? That's wonderful.
All right, but there is a serious subtext here,
yeah,
Eric.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to do with Cuomo. It has to do with the Second Amendment, okay? In the piece I did at stream.org, I wrote, Trump proved in one tweet why red flag laws are dangerous. Now, these red flag laws, I've talked about them here before, they're basically the Disgruntled Employee Empowerment Act of 2019.
Now, hang on. I just want to be clear. People in the news, people on conservative outlets like Fox News are praising the red flag laws. I can't think who it was yesterday, but a conservative pundit was saying either yesterday or the day before that these seem reasonable and they wouldn't be that there was a due process element involved. In other words, that you couldn't just pick up a phone and put somebody on the bad list, right? The red flag list.
But in fact, you can. In fact, that's exactly what.
Okay.
There is no due process. Here's how red flag laws work. Do you know how routinely in divorce proceedings, one spouse or another will accuse the person they're divorcing of child abuse?
This has actually happened to a friend of mine. It is evil. Absolutely.
And it is now a go-to standard tactic for divorce lawyers to cobble together some charge and throw it at the other spouse just as a negotiating chip, just as a bargaining chip, just to give you power in the divorce negotiations. But this happens all the time.
By the way, I have to editorialize just on that. That is wicked. It is evil. And the fact that that goes on in the United States of America, I consider our laws sacred. I take it very seriously. The fact that this goes on, I don't know what needs to be done. This is a separate conversation, but I don't know what needs to be done. But those kinds of false accusations are evil, and they should at least be illegal, and people should pay dearly for doing this kind of stuff.
Right, but they don't.
And I know that. I know. So go ahead.
People don't pay for fake rape charges. Nothing's going to happen to Julie Swetnick for going on television and accusing.
Now, why not? Why not?
I don't know. But the point, that's another whole show, okay?
Right.
The point is, we know you can make false charges and you get away with it. You skate every single time. Now, red flag laws are where, let's say somebody used to landscape my property, if I had any property. Let's say somebody used to landscape my property and I didn't like the job he did, so I fired him. He remembers that I have hunting rifles. In fact, I have some antique collectible guns from the 18th century. One of them belonged to Paul Revere, and I keep them in, you know, very, very good condition, and I protect them. He calls the police and says that I've written against immigration and that I seem to him emotionally unstable, kind of a hothead. He lies and says I menaced him with a gun. The cops call a judge routinely signs off on the order to confiscate because the judge doesn't want to be the guy who wouldn't confiscate the gun if the one in a million chance that it turns out to be one of these public shootings, that judge's career is over. So every judge is going to sign every order. Then the police come to my house. They don't need a warrant. They don't need to warn me. Already it's happened that a SWAT team showed up at 5 a.m. and the gun owner had a heart attack. Okay, that's already happened.
That really did happen.
Yeah, in a state with a red flag law. Okay, so they take your guns, and then you have to hire a lawyer and prove that you are competent to exercise the Second Amendment to the Constitution. And the burden of proof is on you. Imagine we did that with the First Amendment. If somebody says, that mosque, they might be terrorists. Immediately, SWAT teams show up, they close the mosque, and the mosque has to prove that they're not terrorists, so they're entitled to the First Amendment.
Okay, so here's my question. Why are many Republicans and conservatives seemingly okay with the red flag laws?
Because they're sniveling cowards, or they haven't looked into it. If they look into it for 5 minutes, they should turn against it. If they don't, it's because they don't believe in the Second Amendment.
I have to say the fact that the president is considering this. Now, the president is very coy. He says he's considering things and he just kind of shuffles it along. But have any Republicans that we know of, whose names we would know, gotten behind this?
Gotten behind it. Marco Rubio said nice things about it. Lindsey Graham said nice things about it. But
that's pretty bad.
What, Yeah, what ties it into this case is Donald Trump tweeted, and he was being funny, would Chris Cuomo be given a red flag for his recent rant? Filthy language and a total loss of control. He shouldn't be allowed to have any weapon. He's nuts. Now, that's funny, okay, and Trump is funny. Trump's from Queens. We get it. The problem is any American could do that under a red flag law, and the guy would lose his guns. He would lose his property. He would have to spend thousands of dollars going to court to prove a negative that he's not dangerous, that he's not going to shoot up a school or a Walmart. And the burden of proof is on the accused, not on the government. So right there, Donald Trump showed us how absolutely un-American and insane red flag laws are. And
yeah.
As we watch the people of Hong Kong singing the national anthem and waving American flags, desperate for someone to save them,
the
Chinese government, and the Chinese government gets ready to march in there and crack down against a helpless population, we remember just how important private firearms are to preserving freedom.
I want to pick up on that when we come back from the break. In the meantime, folks, please call the number 844-863-HOPE. Look, you can do it right now. Please, there are people waiting to take your call. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Doesn't matter what you give. Please be generous. Some people can be very generous. Others cannot be. Just do what you can. 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas at a group of pro-democracy protesters rallying outside a police station in an urban neighborhood. Police, armed with shields and batons, marched down the street carrying warning flags and fired more tear gas as they advanced, but protesters had already scrambled away. Hong Kong Airport did reopen today after 2 days of disruption. In consumer news, Ford extending the warranties on about 560,000 small cars to cover a litany of problems with a troubled six-speed automatic transmission. The move covers 2014 through 2016 model year Focuses built before November 5, 2015, as well as 2014 and 2015 Fiestas built before October 15, 2014. Stocks sharply lower. The Dow is down 739 points, and the NASDAQ is off 242. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
I like the way
against your skin so brown. And I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's the Eagles. I'm Eric. Albin, you're Albin.
I am.
And playing the role of John Zmirek, John Zmirek. John, welcome back. We were just talking about red flag laws, why they're bad, and you were talking about Hong Kong. I'd like to go back to Hong Kong because you would think that this president would be more outspoken with regard to that. Do you think he's compromised because of all this trade stuff that's happening with China and that he doesn't really want to get involved? And do you think it's his role to say something that's pro-freedom at this point?
I think it'd be nice if he said something, but this is not something we can do anything about, sadly. I mean, what are we going to do, drop AR-15s and ammo so that the population can resist?
Well, that's not the point. I think that we can say something. As the President of the United States, you have a bully pulpit, and Reagan used it very effectively. And I think if you don't say something, people begin to wonder, you know, are you more concerned about your economic stuff working? I mean, it's not that that's not important, but I think that the president must speak out when freedom is at stake, even if he can't do anything.
He should speak out, and we should take action. My friend Jason Jones has pointed out that AMC theaters, you know, that we all go to, are owned by a company that's controlled by the army of the Chinese.
Whoa! What did you say? AMC theaters?
Is apparently, according to Jason Jones, he said it's the company that owns it is owned majority share by the Chinese army.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. If that is true.
So he's trying to start a boycott.
If that is true, you cannot go to AMC theaters. This is, I cannot believe I'm hearing this. I cannot believe I'm hearing
this. There are plenty of other companies like that. I mean, what is this Huawei, this high-tech company that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, and Google is working with them but won't work with the United States government? There's a terrific book on this by William Mosher. It's called The Bully of Asia. And Mosher is the guy who exposed the Chinese one-child policy in the 80s.
Wow.
The forced abortion. There's a book, The Bully of Asia. I strongly recommend it. You'll see that China is really not effectively communist anymore so much as it is fascist. It is imposing a national socialism that is rabidly nationalistic, really ethnocentric and bigoted, and it tends to dominate all of Asia and maybe more. And
well,
it's buying up large swathes of Africa. It's buying the natural resources.
Right.
It's building an empire.
Well, it's kind of funny. Rachel Maddow last night, I was just flipping through. Sometimes when Sean Hannity repeats himself for the seventh time, I turn away sometimes. And I basically saw Rachel Maddow talking about China, right? And I thought, you know, now and again, it's like the old thing that a broken clock is right twice a day. There are things that she says that are quite right, right? And she was saying some things about the repression in China, about what's happening in Hong Kong. And I have to say that there are certain things that if you, the listener, whoever's listening to this program, if you don't understand that you have a role, I mean, in my book, If You Can Keep It, it means what do you have to do to preserve freedom? If you think the answer is nothing, you're part of the problem. You have to do certain things. John, you just mentioned that AMC Theaters, it seems, is owned by a company affiliated with the Chinese army, right? So we need to think, do I need to boycott AMC Theaters? That's about the least that I can do. When Colin Kaepernick forces Nike to say that we're going to disavow any relationship with Betsy Ross, consumers in America need to stand up. It's the very, very least you can do. Voting is important. But this kind of thing, I mean, I said I will never buy another Nike product until they change. When I go into a store that sells Nike products, the other day I was in a store, I wanted to buy a pair of shorts or something like that. And I said, what do you have? And they said, well, they got the Nike. I said, oh, no. I said, haven't you heard about the Nike boycott? The woman got all uncomfortable. But I feel like Americans have no guts sometimes. They're kind of like, well, I'm just going to go along. I don't want to. Folks, if somebody is doing something, if a powerful corporation is doing something, like Nike does or like AMC Theaters. We have a responsibility as citizens and consumers. So, John, I hadn't heard that before, but I want to find out more about AMC Theaters. We've got to take a stand. I was ranting, but I think it's important to rant now and again.
Yeah. There's another piece I did at Serene.org I hope you will check out. Harvard's Lawrence Tribe shows us elites will lie about anything.
I want to talk about this. This is at Stream.org. Now, are there people listening who don't go to Stream.org? Folks, you got to go to Stream.org. John Zmierich's stuff is all there. I put it on Facebook. I put it on Twitter, but I can't put it all on there. This one I don't think I put out there yet. Tell us about it.
Lawrence Tribe, who almost made it to the Supreme Court, and he's the kind of person that liberals talk about that should be on the court, and maybe they would appoint him. He is getting kind of old, but he is the guy that the CNN, the New York Times, they go to comment on the Supreme Court.
Right.
And he's a Harvard law professor and kind of typical left-wing legal activist.
Right, right.
But, you know, eminent, like at the top of the intellectual pyramid of respectability in America. He wrote this on Twitter. White supremacists oppose abortion because they fear it will reduce the number of white infants and thus contribute to what they fear as non-white replacement. Never underestimate the way these issues and agendas are linked. This turns intersectionality on its
head. We don't have time to unpack this. When we come back, more with John Zmierich, and we will explain that insane tweet from Lawrence Tribe. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent and even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the 3-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the 3-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the 3-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
He has a deeper voice. We're talking to John Zmirak. John Zmirak, you just said that Lawrence Tribe, who is always mentioned as a great legal mind, tweeted something out yesterday. It's really disturbing. You wrote about
it. He's claiming that the pro-life movement is backed by white supremacists because that's part of the plan to keep a white majority in America. Now, this has a relationship to the truth. It's the opposite.
I was going to say it's precisely the opposite.
That's
blacks
right.
are without any question, committing genocide on their own population through abortion. And Planned
Jesse
Parenthood
Jackson is the guy who called abortion black genocide.
Well, that's right. Back when he believed in that kind of stuff.
Here are the numbers, according to Kaiser Foundation. 49% of abortions are performed on whites, 40% on blacks, 11% on all others. But blacks are only 13% of the population.
Okay, think about that. Ladies and gentlemen.
Black people are being killed at a much higher rate.
Think about
this. More black children are aborted than born in New York City. And real, genuine white supremacists like Richard Spencer and his allies, this columnist Aylmer Fisher, who wrote a column called The Pro-Life Temptation, warning white supremacists against the pro-life movement, they explicitly say we're for abortion because blacks do it disproportionately, and when white people do it, it's because the kid is going to be a retarded or something, and that's not even true.
I've talked to liberals, okay, who have said to me when I say something about, hey, New York is great, it's safe now, really Giuliani cracked down and was able to, the city's completely different and safe. Liberals have said to me, well, don't you think it's because abortion became legal in 1973 and all of those underclass, you know, lower class, mostly blacks didn't make it into the world? Don't you think that's why crime went down? And I thought to myself, that is Margaret Sanger writ large. The dream.
It's actually from the book Freakonomics. That is a claim that if Freakonomics makes, which has been completely and comprehensively debunked.
Well, the point is that whether it's true or isn't true,
it's
not true. But the point is it's profoundly racist. Mm-hmm. People talk about racism all the time. That's actually racist. It's despicable.
Yeah.
And people make that claim. In any event, the idea that Lawrence Tribe would tweet that, I think you have to boil it down, John. What's the point of that tweet? The point is Lawrence Tribe is really dumb enough to think that white supremacy is a thing and that those of us who are against killing children in the womb must also be white supremacists. I would say that that's really genuinely despicable and horrific that he would dare write such a thing.
I've been conscious of the fact when I was praying outside abortion clinics that when I see the women coming in, vastly disproportionately not white women, not white babies, I thought, you know, I'm trying to help save future Democrat voters. And that's a shame, but you know what? They're still human beings, and I don't care that they're going to vote against my interests. I don't care that they look different from me. Life is the essential basic thing. I don't want to kill people just because they're going to vote differently or because they might be on public assistance. Even if I think the public assistance program is broken and needs to be fixed, I don't want to just massacre people to help fix the budget there.
I mean, it's an amazing
thing.
Call
me weird.
But I have to say that, no kidding, there are times when you just have to pause and you have to say, okay, we've crossed the line. For Lawrence Tribe to tweet something that idiotic, that foul, it's really despicable that he would tweet that.
And I confronted him about it. I tweeted right back at him, you're lying. The abortion rate is much higher for non-whites, which is why Richard Spencer is openly pro-abortion. And people tweeted proof to him, proof after proof after proof. He didn't back down. And that is the new leftist model. If you want an image of the future, Eric, it's a leftist throwing spaghetti at the wall forever.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm paraphrasing Orwell's 1984, but the left has just decided, you know, Joseph Goebbels' big lie, the bigger the lie, more you're likely you are to get away with it. Well, the left now has a different theory. It's the little lie. Thousands of little lies constantly thrown at the wall. See which ones stick. Brett Kavanaugh ran a teenage rape gang. Okay, that didn't work. Well, his temperament's unsuitable. He got mad when we said he ran a teenage rape gang. All right, that didn't work. Donald Trump is a Russian spy. Okay, that didn't work. He's a white supremacist. Oh, well, right. That didn't work. Just continual false
spaghetti
witness.
Spaghetti at the wall, though. That's racist against Italians.
Exactly.
What are you doing? Throwing spaghetti.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, John.
That is the equivalent of
cut
the N-word. I can't believe he said that.
Spaghetti.
All right, so, John, we're talking about Lawrence Tribe. You know what it is? It's when people like the elites. I mean, Lawrence Tribe is, you know, at the top of the elites, right? He's somebody that ought to know better. He's somebody that ought to know that saying something like this is it's really like committing treason. It's like a big public lie that you can get away with because it's on Twitter. And I do have to say, we're living in strange times. If a man like Lawrence Tribe can do that, you expect that kind of nonsense from lesser figures. You don't expect it from a Lawrence Tribe. So you kind of wonder, how politicized are people getting? How angry are people getting? You know, and I know that once Trump was elected, the gloves came off, and people, many people on the left decided, we're at war, we don't care what it takes, we have to win. We don't have principles. Our principle is destroying this man, making sure that he's never elected, no matter what we have to do, even if it is lie, even if it is, you know, cover up the crimes of Hillary Clinton, even like we don't anymore care about principles. We have one principle, and that is to wipe this guy out. And anyone who thinks he's OK,
we've
got to wipe them out. And we cease to have any standards.
What we need to see, though, is it's not uniquely Donald Trump. He has had the strength, he's had the vigor to push back, okay? But what he did was he kicked over the rock and showed us what's under there. He showed us what the left is really like.
Because this is a great point. We're going to take the next segment and we'll let you talk about it. Folks, you've got to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give to Food for the Poor. We need your help desperately, okay? I'm not making this up. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Give what you can. It doesn't matter. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. We're very grateful to you. Thank you.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hong Kong police have fired tear gas at a group of pro-democracy protesters rallying outside a police station. Police armed with shields and batons marched down the street, but protesters had already scrambled away. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department is warning Americans of problems they may encounter if flying to Hong Kong International Airport. After today's yield curve inversion on Wall Street, Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says if and when a recession may hit is a bit hazy.
For those people that are looking at retirement, let's say 20 years out, there is absolutely no reason to panic here because this market cycle will change more than once, meaning if we do enter into a prolonged downturn, you cannot accurately gauge when you need to get back into the market.
Stocks finishing sharply lower. The Dow was off 740 points. The Nasdaq down 223. This is SRN News.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Folks, is here from Metaxas Show talking to John Zmierich. I want to remind you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. We need everybody's help, folks. If you listen to this program, please help us out. It doesn't matter what you give. You can give $10, you give $25, you give $50, whatever you give. We want you to be generous, but we want everybody to participate. If you listen to this program, you like this program, we need your help. We really do hope that you'll go to MetaxasTalk.com. John Zmierich, tell us what you were just saying. Great idea. Donald Trump gets elected. He kicks over the rock to reveal, in a sense, the underbelly of the American left.
Now, here's why this is important. There are some conservatives, some Christians, who find the whole thing so distasteful that they blame Trump for coarsening American life. They blame Trump for the fact that the left... They don't realize that the left was not prepared to give power after Barack Obama.
Right, that's right.
They wanted him to be president for life. They couldn't pull that off, so that we're going to get, all right, Hillary. If it can't be Bernie, it'll be Hillary. But whatever happens, the Republicans never get to govern again because America has been fundamentally transformed by the messianic appearance of Barack Obama. So if John Kasich or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz had been elected president, the left would be doing exactly the same thing.
That's a fact. And the only difference is they would be infinitely more effective. Yeah. What they have with Trump is they have somebody who won't back down, and it has infuriated them. And I have to be honest that what I have observed, because I think a lot of times people are correct to be hard on Trump when he says certain things, right? There are certain people that they don't care what he says. I'm not one of those people. There's certain times he shouldn't say certain things. However, I have noticed that the nastiness on the left has more than, kept pace with him. There is no question that a level of nastiness has come out, and you really cannot put that on Trump. In a sense, if he's a counterpuncher and he's going to hit back when you hit him, people have been so nasty. I remember the day after he was elected, I was in Washington, D.C., and they had the women with the genitalia hats and the big march. It was an anti-Trump march the day after the man was elected. Yeah. And it's an absurd situation.
Thing. They would have done the same thing to Ted Cruz or anyone who threatens their precious abortion, which is their sacrament. Now, it shouldn't shock us when they keep lying and lying and lying. When they don't even pause to blush after promoting Julie Swetnick or Jussie Smollett, they just move smoothly on to the next fabrication. Instead of the big lie that Joseph Goebbels recommended, the new tactic is dozens and dozens of little lies, the death of a thousand cuts. It's a constant, steady stream piped in from every source in the mainstream media designed to wear us down. And even if we in the smaller, quasi-censored conservative media, even if we doggedly track down and refute each of those lies, what are the odds the voters are even going to hear about it?
That's
They want to build up a sheer volume of pumped-out sewage that at some point people are going to get a vague, overwhelming sense. Well, Trump must be terrible because everybody's saying
that's
he's terrible, and they're making all these claims. All these claims can't be false, right?
That is why we're gonna have to go stay on the line because I need to ask you something. But folks, we're out of time. Please, we've mentioned many things. You probably want to boycott AMC theaters. You certainly want to boycott Nike, and I hope you want to do something positive and go to MetaxasTalk.com, give to Food for the Poor. I'm not going to stop talking about this because we really need to help them out. There's a phone number. You can pick up the phone now and dial this number. Here it is. Please help. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Let me say that again. 844-863-HOPE. God bless you as you give.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.